If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You've just bought a ticket
on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Question, BJ, for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
From
yeah.
Texito. By the way, our text is...
303-22 Alice.
Right. Yep. That's our text. Yep. I know that's the phone number, too, but it's also a text. I don't know. Very complicated.
It works.
Somebody said, hey, can you please, BJ, post the website again for Colorado Payback?
Oh, yeah. Say that again.
BJ, can you please post the website again for Colorado Payback?
ColoradoPayback.com. You're almost there. Put that .com on there. You got this, sucker, man. You've got it handled.
Man.
Yeah.
Again, I feel like BJ's really boasting about his $400 or whatever, and he took away from Schmendel's $1.96.
$199.34 is what I'm getting back, not $400. And I'm sorry, Schmendel.
But
I got to tell you, man, people are excited on Texnado because they're finding money. And it can be as little as $1.50. It doesn't matter.
$1.96
for you, Schmendel.
That's a lot of money, man.
Well, it is what it is, but... People are excited this morning.
He can go to the dollar store.
Yeah.
Or can he? I don't know. Is the dollar store, is there anything really a dollar anymore?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, I think so. And glasses and stuff like that. I got like a couple beer mugs from there that throw in the freezer.
How long ago was
they
that?
They probably have lead in them.
No, it's glass. No, it's perfectly glass.
There's lead glass.
Carson, you haven't been to the dollar store in 10 years. And you know it.
That is not true. I'm telling you, if you need some cheap dishes or dishware, go there. $1.
So when my son was like 7 or 8, I wanted him to be independent, right? So I was at this pizza place or whatever, and my kid is weird. He wanted beans.
Yeah.
You know, like beans in a can?
Right.
Because we're going to go out to the cabin, and he likes to put them on the stove. So I sent him, all I had was $10. I sent him $10. I said, go in there and by yourself, you know, he's 7 or 8, and go buy the beans by yourself. And he came back with a can of beans. And I said, where's the change? And he said, the lady told me they were $10. I went in there, you guys. You should have seen me. I was like a psychopath.
$10.
I went in there. I was like, oh, my God. And the lady's like, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. I had the change. And she gave me all the change back.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Trying to rip off a little kid? Shame on you.
I think I would.
You would?
Yeah, I think so.
I know it's a little bit of a squirrel, but BJ, you said it's ColoradoPayback.com. That's not a website that works. I actually just went to it.
But it'll send you there, right?
No, it won't. It won't even redirect you there. I just tried it on my phone, and it sends you to something that you shouldn't go to.
We were making fun of her. Now it's on us.
It's Colorado.findyourunclaimedproperty.com.
Well, I know that, but there's also alternate site.
Yeah, there's an other
one. If you type in ColoradoPayback.com and you go to it on a website, it'll send you to like a virus website. It's not somewhere you want to go.
Oh, because there was a shorter one, remember? And we go, why don't we use that one? It's way faster. I think there's some...
I just know that ColoradoPayback.com is not the right website.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Spadil.
I just don't want us to send people somewhere.
No, we don't
want to
do that. We don't want to do that. No, no, no.
That was a good
call. Go to the unclaimed property one. That's where you need to go. I found a couple hundred bucks on there.
Yeah, Colorado.payback. No. Colorado.findyourunclaimedproperty.com.
Yeah.
Again, it's Colorado.findyourunclaimed. If you just start with Colorado.findyour, it sends you right to it.
Hey, Spadil, I found this from, like, I don't know if it was Denver 7 or 9 News. Can you track it down and see who the reporter is for this story?
Okay.
Maybe we can get that person on the air.
What?
The reporter.
Why?
We just talked about this.
I think we really have covered it.
We're going to do it again tomorrow
morning.
I know,
but I think we
I'm
really
going to do
have,
it again tomorrow
really,
morning.
It doesn't require the reporter. We've covered it. What's she going to say that we haven't already
even
said?
Even the news story we pulled was only
20
seconds.
Well, that suggestion came from our boss, so just go ahead and
look
Mike, into
it. Well, Mike, that is dumb.
All right, so, because whatever.
Right, because the report was 20 seconds, right?
Yeah. No, it's, yeah, but yeah, whatever. I'm just telling you what I was told.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Don't do it. I disagree. We covered it. Like, we beat it, like, with a stick.
All right, whatever.
I think everybody's got it. They know what to do. All right, anyway, listen to this. The Hyperloop is coming. I guess the people that created the Hyperloop, they say they are coming to town, and it might go from Denver to Colorado Springs.
Ooh.
That is crazy to me. We need a Hyperloop from Denver to the mountains, not Denver to Colorado Springs.
Yeah, it seems a little shorter.
I think that'd be harder to do, though.
Oh, of course, yeah.
I mean, the cost on that would be unbelievable.
I know. The Hyperloop from Denver to Colorado Springs, it says it'll only take, after they complete it, 15 minutes.
I think that's great.
Yeah?
I really do.
That would be crazy.
It would be.
Yeah, and I think it's more for people down there to come to Denver. For certain, you know, events or whatever.
Yeah. Like a sporting event.
Yeah, I mean, look at it that way, too. It's not just for us to go down there.
There is a hotel in Denver that has gotten so many awards, including just named by Esquire magazine as the most amazing hotel in the whole world. In Denver? In the whole world. You're telling me. It's that Populous. You know that Populous hotel that looks like a birch tree or whatever?
Aspen tree, yeah.
Esquire just named it the best hotel in the entire world. Have they ever gone to a beach? I mean, I will say I looked at some of the pictures, and one of the pictures is the bar, and it does overlook the dome, you know? So that's kind of cool. But
it is pretty cool, yeah.
Does it even have a pool? I don't even think it has a pool. But Carson was telling me off the air it's because of its sustainability, right?
Yeah, and it also made, like, Time Magazine. I saw it was in Time Magazine's one of the top in the world as well a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so that's making the news as well. The other thing is Justin Bieber really, really, really upset at Coachella. He was walking up to all these different people that were taking his picture. He's lost his mind. And he's like, money. He's saying that people are making money off his image. And I'm like, you knew that forever. I don't know why he's upset now. But here is the audio, number two.
Good morning.
No, not good morning. You already know. You already here. You already know. You just want money. Money, 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 money.
Money, get out of here, bro. Money.
Go, get out of here. All you guys want is money. Money, 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 money. Money, money, money. Get out of here, bro.
Okay.
Get out of here, money. All you care about money? That's all you care about, guys. It's money. You don't care about people. Only money. Only money. No people. You don't care about human beings. Go. Go. Go.
Money, 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 money. Just over and over and over. It was so bizarre.
He's on the edge all the time,
it seems. I know.
Yeah, I
don't know. And on TMZ, they were, you know, kind of talking about it. And unfortunately, it kind of came up. And, Harvey Levin didn't really say, but this girl's like, you know, with all the P. Diddy stuff and everything, it seems like he knows all this information is out there, and he's having a really hard time with it. And then Harvey goes, I don't disagree with that. You know?
Yeah,
so I don't know. I think that's why he's so on edge. Jennifer Lopez is going to host the American Music Awards. Jennifer Lopez is set to host the 51st Annual American Music Awards. This is going to be May 26th on Memorial Day. We're all like a little iffy about this.
Well, she's never hosted anything that I know of.
Yeah, me either.
I can't remember anything
that
she's ever hosted.
Kind of.
And I don't see her as a front person to, you know, throw a couple of comedy lines out there. I just don't see it.
She's so serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see that either. Weight Watchers, very sad news. Because of Ozempic and Wegovy, whatever, they're going out of business. Wegovy, sorry. The weight management firm has been struggling to stay relevant as highly effective weight loss drugs such as Ozempic and Wegovy began offering a quicker fix to obesity. Man, when did Weight Watchers start? Because I feel like I remember my mom going to meetings when I was a little kid. So like back in NAM.
At the same time though, that's an industry that eventually you're going to go out of business. Because something bigger and better is going to come along.
That's true.
It's always been that way. I'm not alarmed by this at all. Because back, remember they had that the candy called AIDS?
Oh, yeah.
Years ago. Mm. Then they had others that you could take. They were candy form, and you would eat them and suppress your appetite and blah, blah, blah. Then these Weight Watchers came along, and it knocked everybody out of the water, right? And now Ozempic's done the same thing with Weight Watchers. And something will get Ozempic down the road.
And remember, they had Bengay, and they're like, not lately.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah. And we laughed. You don't remember that one? Oh, that was a good one.
No, is that a commercial?
It's Bengay was that cream. Yeah. And then in fifth grade when we learned what gay people were and everything, lately, and we laughed.
That was a school joke.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tumble trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this beautiful, beautiful Thursday morning. Going to be around 75 for a high today. BJ.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Alice 105.9, the BJ. Whoa. Just a little over the top there.
Wow. What
Sorry
happened?
About that.
What happened?
Something fired that wasn't supposed to be firing.
How's it going with the Masters?
The Masters is, I've not been able to watch it very much because this whole collection of money thing has gotten in my way.
Oh, gotcha.
It's kind of caused a little bit of interference. When it comes to the Masters this morning.
Money
but I do
golf,
have it on.
Right?
I do have it on over here. And let me see if I could turn it up. But the Masters, I don't understand the Masters. Why every shot's not on TV? I don't get it. But there you go. It's on right now.
I was waiting.
Hello?
Shh.
He's adjusting his pants. Now you're about to hear a whack here. He's going to whack.
He's going with the 8 iron.
All right, this is our coverage.
I think this is illegal.
There!
Yeah!
Oh,
right. He got a hold of that sir. One.
Nice.
What a shot. This is what I'm going to be doing all afternoon.
Yeah.
I just got to figure it out.
You know what you remind me of, though,
what?
Is the Tour de France. Those people, because when the Tour de France comes into town, not here, but when it's in France, everybody's watching or whatever. No matter what, I see all these people in bike lanes, right? And they have U.S. Post Office on their back. They've never even worked at the U.S. Post Office.
And they got those aerodynamic helmets.
Right? And they're driving. they're riding all over Colorado, right? And they're like acting like they're in it. You just told me you're going to go hit balls today.
I am.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, so
maybe.
You're like,
it might be tomorrow, but
you're like,
yeah.
Man. You're going to feel like you're in the Masters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think we do that with everything.
Oh, of course.
Everything.
Yeah.
It's just human nature.
I see NASCAR, yeah. And I just all of a sudden drive my car 200 miles per hour down I-25.
And only turn left.
Yeah.
I don't care what the sport is or what the activity is. When you watch it, you say, man, I should do that. I should join that club. I should do this.
Yep.
It's just human nature for some reason.
I agree. Speaking of which, the Avalanche, what's going on? Tonight is?
The last home game of the season. Yeah, we're down to three games, so today's the last home one. Right now, we're in the playoffs, firmly in the playoffs. We're going to play Dallas in the first round.
Are you going?
Gotcha.
To the playoffs?
No, tonight, to the game.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't miss it for the
world. The questions get harder.
Of course I'm going to the last home game.
So here's what I know, BJ. Expect for him to be hungover tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's going to be a rough one, especially if I get like, because they do like special prizes and stuff for all the fans.
Oh.
I really want a jersey off the back. That'd be cool. Yeah.
A jersey off the
back. So they call different numbers, different seats, and so there's 30 guys, right? 30 numbers get called, and if you get to go down on the ice after the game, and the players literally skate up to you and hand their jerseys off.
Yuck!
Their back. Why? It's awesome.
It's so
all
stinky
sweaty
and
yeah.
I mean, come on! It's game worn jersey.
Yuck!
And then
you
wash
it
so you can't smell it.
Do you wash it?
No.
You don't get it washed. You don't get it dry clean?
No, put some Febreze on. You can hang it up.
That does not seem like you. I don't even know you anymore.
It's game worn. You want that sweat.
No, you don't.
Especially if it's sweat from McKinnon, absolutely you
yeah,
want that
dude,
sweat.
Yeah, dude, you frame it up, yeah. Put it in your office.
I feel like you rub it on yourself.
I'm with Jamie. I don't think there's an athlete anywhere that I want to hang on to their sweat.
No,
I don't think there's any.
No,
I can't name one. Michael Jordan. You
Tiger?
Can go with anybody. No.
Oh, come on.
I don't want Tiger
sweaty
sweat.
Gold shoes?
No.
No. Right?
Yeah, no,
I mean, come on. I mean, you
got
to draw the line at some point. Yeah. I'm not that infatuated with an athlete, you know, that I want his sweat. Give me a break. Right?
Sorry.
I mean, think about that for a minute.
I'm a different breed, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Honey, smell it. Smell it.
Yeah. I can't even imagine that. Never wear it again.
Doesn't it smell like greatness?
I wouldn't even want it in my car. You know, because it's like B.O. Like,
yeah, but I'm so used to the hockey gear smell.
So great.
The
aromatherapy. Another man's
brings
body.
Brings it back to the day.
Yeah.
Who is it? To Canucks tonight?
Yeah, Canucks?
Canucks,
yeah.
Oh, God.
All right.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey, Jamie.
What?
I got a question for you.
What?
All right, hang on a second. Hang on. Let this guy finish up here. That's Ed, by the way.
It is Ed. E.D.
Thanks, Ed. All right, I got a question for you.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Now, I don't live in a hoity-toity world. I'm a very, I'm in Littleton, Colorado.
There's some fancy parts of Littleton, aren't there?
Very few. Very few.
Okay.
Yeah. Those are outsiders.
They're
right on the fringe.
All right.
They're right there in that whole King Carol bunch.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That is Littleton kind, right?
Yeah, just down the street. Yeah. But we're different. But anyway, when you go to an airline and you're booking your ticket for first class,
mm-hmm.
Okay? I've never done that, so that's why I'm asking, okay? Do you get to pick out your meal before you ever go to the airport?
Yeah.
You do?
Yes.
So that makes a lot of sense now that I see this story that we're about to play, okay?
Okay.
All right, because I didn't understand it, but then it started, you know, I started thinking, maybe that's what happens here.
Yeah.
That you actually get to pick out, like, okay, you can get, what was it you had that one day, that stromboni or something?
Yeah, yeah. There's all different kinds, because if you're a vegetarian or if you like, you know, whatever, they give you like four choices.
Yeah. There's no spaghetti and meatballs, it's stromboni. Or whatever it's called. I didn't even know what it's called.
Right, yeah.
All right. It's not like you're going to get a Big Mac on there, you know? All right, but this guy gets on an airplane.
Okay.
Well, they take off. Here we go. We're going from JFK, New York, to Italy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
About 3.5 hours into the flight, they start to serve the meal that he'd ordered, and they didn't have the one he ordered.
Oh.
He throws a fit. He's got a kid with him, too, but he throws a fit. Plus, he throws a fit because he wants the exit aisle. They have to turn around the plane.
What? Well, you also get to pick your seat.
He He picked an exit row, but he added that to the complaint, although he'd already traveled for 3 or 4 hours in a different seat. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But the food put him over the edge. Okay, I ordered this food. You don't have it. I was supposed to be in an exit seat. I'm not in an exit seat. And they ended up having to turn the flight around and go back 4 hours to take him back.
Usually what they do if something like that happens, they give you money. They'll give you flight credit or actually cash back on your credit card.
Can't you just eat what they gave you?
Well, not if you're a vegetarian.
Well, I'm sure they had vegetarian options.
Well, I mean, but if they had already served those up there, whatever, and then they ran out of something.
Sometimes they do run out.
He wanted the stromboni. He's like you. He wants a stromboni.
Christy Tomlinson, traveling with her six-month-old, says 4 hours into American Airlines Flight 198 from JFK to Milan, passengers were told the flight was going back to New York.
They were telling everybody that there were technical issues with the plane, which I think is even scarier.
The real reason became apparent when they noticed commotion in the back of the plane.
He was charging at the stewardesses, and apparently at some point, you know, he charged past all of our seats and tried to barge into the pilot's cabin. Apparently the whole thing started because of a meal choice that they didn't get, and they also wanted to sit in an exit row. And they had a baby with them, so they told them they couldn't. And apparently those two things are what set the person over the edge.
Passengers say flight attendants enlisted help from other travelers to cordon the man in a back row. When the plane finally landed back at JFK at 3 a.m, authorities took the man into custody. The pilot addressed passengers over the intercom.
I'm so sorry that this happened. It's out of our control. It's just a very unfortunate incident. I hope no one has to go through again.
Yeah.
You know, that guy's a moron because a baby cannot help get that window out.
Yeah, you
an emergency landing. You can't have children. What is it, 18 and under or 18 and over for that passenger or for that exit?
What a moron.
Yeah, right?
You're all these people, and you got to figure it's the international flight. There's probably 300 people on this flight, right? It's one of those double deckers.
That's so annoying.
And now you have to turn around 4 hours. You're supposed to be landing in Italy, and you're back in New York at 3 in the morning.
So mad.
Everybody on that flight. Ugh. Over a meal.
Yeah.
Over a meal.
That is ridiculous. You know,
give the guy some peanuts and keep going. Right?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
I just got an alert.
What's your alert?
Just handed to me.
The alert.
Patio furniture is on sale everywhere right now. Save at Walmart, Target, IKEA, Amazon, and more. That's my alert from AOL.
I may have to go there to get an umbrella.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think mine's going to come from Temu.
From Temu.
Yeah, it's in China.
Yeah,
China.
True.
China.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah, so I don't know if I'm going to get mine.
Who knows? Mm. All right. Well, anyway, spring
all
is
right.
coming.
Well,
I'm very excited.
Get you some patio furniture there,
Jamie
White. I'm
very excited. That's just, I mean, that just screams spring
sure
to me.
Sure does.
Doesn't it?
Yeah,
that's
it does.
That's why I'm excited. I'm not going to buy any. I'm just excited about, like, we're there.
Isn't this the best time of year?
I love it.
This and fall. Fall's very cool in Colorado, too.
Yeah.
I like fall. Yeah. But yeah, this is a great time of year.
Last night, Blake Shelton and I were fishing on the river.
Oh. What?
Last night, Blake Shelton and I were fishing on the river. We
were
traveling.
That's what I thought you said.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? How's that to be?
I don't know. He was just in my dream and we were fishing.
Oh.
Oh, a dream.
I haven't seen him in anything. I don't know how that got into my brain.
It's so random.
But we were out at the cabin fishing on the river. Oh, it was so nice.
Shelton.
Yeah.
How could that be? Did you watch something like The Voice?
No, I didn't see anything. So I don't know why that got into my head. And it wasn't like it was just buddies.
Yeah. Did you catch anything?
No, we didn't catch anything. Yeah. That's a shame.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, well. Anyway.
Maybe next time.
Yeah. I'll let you know.
Nice dreams.
Just random.
Have a great day, everybody. Enjoy. It's going to be 75 today.
Woo! Nice.
Wow. All right. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday, by the way.
Oh, that's right. Yay.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.